From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says government forces have seized the town of Al-Qaim from Islamic State, one of the last areas under the militants' control in the country. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting.
Islamic State has lost one of its last footholds in Iraq. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the district of Al-Qaim was taken back Friday thanks to a push by a mix of units from the army and counter-terror services, plus Sunni tribal fighters and militias backed by Iran. Losing Al-Qaim leaves just the village of Rawa down the Euphrates River under militant control. And across the border in Syria, more setbacks for IS earlier in the day. Government forces declared victory in the city of Deir al-Zor, a town that had been under siege for years until the Syrian army began trying to reclaim it in September, and one of the militants' few strongholds left in that country. U.S. officials estimate around 1,500 Islamic State fighters are left in the area. Syrian forces are now about 40 kilometers away from Abu Kamal, across the border from al-Qaim in Iraq, and are preparing for a final confrontation.
The U.S. government has released a report on climate change, saying there is no convincing alternative for global warming besides human causes. The National Climate Assessment, which the government is mandated by law to publish every 4 years, said Friday that climate change is almost entirely driven by human action. The Washington Post reports that the State Department has considered more than 300,000 Central Americans and Haitians living in the United States to be no longer in need of temporary protected status, which shields them from deportation. Many of the Central Americans living in the United States under temporary protected status were living in the U.S. illegally, but given protection from deportation after Hurricane Mitch destroyed parts of Central America in 1998. This is VOA News. A Las Vegas sheriff says the man who killed 58 people at a country music festival in the city last month had lost a significant amount of money in the 2 years before the shooting and had bouts of depression. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo told Las Vegas news station KLAS-TV that the loss of money may have been a determining factor in why gunman Stephen Paddock carried out the mass shooting. Amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula, President Donald Trump has received a classified briefing from the U.S. military's Pacific Command upon his arrival in Hawaii en route to Asia, where he will attend the East Asia Summit. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster details President Trump's agenda for his meetings in Asia.
The president's trip will focus on three goals. First, strengthening international resolve to denuclearize North Korea. Second, promote a free and open Indo-Pacific region. Third, advance American prosperity through fair and reciprocal trade and economic practices.
Before arriving in the Philippines, a 13-day trip will take Mr. Trump to Japan, South Korea, China, and Vietnam, his longest journey as president. A militant allegedly involved in a deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, made his first appearance in a U.S. federal court in Washington Friday, where he has been ordered held in custody until a preliminary hearing. Mustafa al-Aman, a Libyan national, is facing charges of killing a person in the course of an attack on a federal facility and providing material support to terrorists resulting in death. The recent flurry of social and economic reform coming out of Saudi Arabia has left some Saudis ecstatic, others more circumspect, about a few conservatives bewildered or even angry. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman told a crowd of investors at a conference in late October that he was merely attempting to return Saudi Arabia to the moderate Islam that once prevailed before the Iranian Revolution in 1979. He stressed that 70% of Saudis are under the age of 30 and vowed not to spend another 30 years of their lives living under extremist ideas. The young crown prince also proposed an ambitious plan for a new economic zone on the Red Sea near Jordan and Egypt. Prominent Democrats are expressing outrage over revelations from former Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Donna Brazile that Hillary Clinton's campaign rigged the primary election against rival Bernie Sanders. Brazile, in an excerpt from her upcoming book published by Politico, claims that prior to securing the party's nomination, Clinton threw a joint fundraising agreement signed with the DNC. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.